Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Zayin. We left off in the Vav Amud Beis. We went through the sugyas of Negayim and Se'es and Baheres and Sapachas yesterday. So today we move on to the next part of the Mishnah, which is Yedios HaTumah that are Shtayim Shein Arba. So we are holding 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines from the bottom of the Vav Amud Beis, Es Sheyesh B'Yediyah B'Tchila. So the Mishnah had said that when there's Yediyah B'Tchila U'Basof, but there's hell in Benatayim, if you know about the fact that you became Tameh at the beginning, before you did the Avera, and you know that you had become Tameh and done the Avera after you did the Avera. It's just that while you went into the Beis HaMikdash, you forgot that you were Tameh, so then you're going to be Chayiv, a Karban Ola V'Yored. So says the Gemara Tan Rabban, we have a Braisa. Minayin She'ina Kaz Medaber El B'Tumas Mikdash U'Kedashav. How do I know that this Pasuk that's Mechayiv, a Karban Ola V'Yored, is only talking about someone who had violated an Avera relating to Tumah in the Mikdash, or relating to Tumah and eating Kodesh? Maybe it's for some other Avera that you chayiv a Karban Ola V'Yored. So what other Avera would we be thinking of that would be included in the list? So if you look at Rashi, She'ena Kasim Medaber, Parshas Karban Ola V'Yored, Shechiyavto Karban Ola Tumah, we know the Parsha of Karban Ola V'Yored, it says explicitly in the Pasuk that it's about Tumah. So it's hard to understand what exactly the question of the Gemara is. What are we suggesting the Ola V'Yored should be brought for, if not for Tumas Mikdash U'Kedashav? So Rashi explains, the Parsha which says that it's about Tumah, Minayin She'in Mechayvo Al Maga, Elim Kein Ochel Bosatum Kodesh, or Nichnas Mikdash. How do I know that you're not going to be Chayiv on the Maga of something Tameh, presumably, if you don't go into the Beis HaMikdash while Tameh, or don't eat Kodesh while Tameh? Rashi seems to be assuming that the Gemara's Kasha is that, who knows, maybe you're Chayiv a Karban Ola V'Yored just for becoming Tameh. No, you're not doing anything when you're Tameh, just becoming Tameh. Maybe that itself is the problem. So the Pnei Yeshua discusses, what are you talking about? Where do we ever have such an Isser? For a person to become Tameh, there are only two places we could think of where there's an Isser for a person to become Tameh. We normally associate Tumah with something negative, but it's not really an Isser to become Tameh. It's an Isser to do certain things once you are Tameh. The only two places we have an Isser to become Tameh is for a Kohen to become Tameh Lemeis, and that's only by Tumas Meis. There's no Isser for a Kohen to touch a Sheretz. There's no granted he can't eat Truma, but there's no Isser for him to become Tameh other than Tumas Meis, and an Isser for all of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah to Zayin and Beis says an Isser for all of Klal Yisrael to become Tameh on times of the Regel, around Yantif time. So that's a separate Isser of Tumah. But Mehechi Tesi, the Pnei Yeshua discusses that there would be an Isser to become Tameh in general. Who says that there would be such an Isser? So that's the difficulty in understanding this kash of the Gemara, that according to Rashi, the Gemara seems to be assuming that the other option would have been that it would stam be usher to become Tameh. The Rashba seems to say, no, that it's not talking about stam and usher to become Tameh. It's talking about the case of someone becoming Tameh beregel. Maybe someone becomes Tameh beregel, he's chayv, a karban ola v'yored. Maybe in cases where we know already that it's usher to become Tameh, that's what the Gemara is suggesting. Maybe that's where you're chayv, a karban ola v'yored. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So how do I know that it's only talking about Tumas Mikdash U'Kedashav? V'dinu, says the Gemara, because it makes sense. Ho, v'hizir v'anash ala Tumah. V'chayiv karban ala Tumah, just since the Torah gives an Azhara and an Onesh of Kares in relation to Tumah, and we know Yechayiv karban in relation to Tumah, so by the Onesh and the Azhara, we know exactly what it's about. Just like when the Torah has the Onesh and the Azhara relating to Tumah, it's clearly about Tumas Mikdash U'Kedashav. So afkeshechayiv karban ala Tumah, lo chayiv ala Tumas Mikdash U'Kedashav. So too, when the Torah is mechayiv a karban ala v'yorid for Tumah, when it was b'shogeg, so that too must be about Tumas Mikdash U'Kedashav. If you look at Rashi, he fills in all the blanks about where we have the Onesh and the Asara. Hol v'hizir v'anash al Zadon Tumah. He also adds in the words al Zadon Tumah, right? The Asara and the Onesh is for when you do it b'mezid. This Karban should be for when you do it b'shogeg, but it must be about the same Avera. So where does the Torah teach that to us? Says Rashi, v'chayav nami Karban al Shigigas Tumah, ma'matzinu k'shizir v'anash kares al Zadon Tumah. B'tumas Migdash Ukdashav, Hizir Va'anash. We know that by Tumas Migdash Ukdashav, the Torah gives an Ashara and an Onesh of Kares. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, "V'lo yitmu'u esmachaneihem," or that's how they change it on the in the Masoros Hashas. Harei zahara mikdash b'kachim lo yochal adash yitar. Harei zahara is kodesh. And then it says b'kachim lo yochal when you're tameh. That implies that's explicitly an ashara not to eat kodesh while you're tameh. Ki es mikdash Hashem timeh v'nichras. Harei onash mikdash. It says beferish in the pasuk v'nichras yikares. When mikdash Hashem timei. When you went into the base of mikdash while you were tamei. Va'nefesh shetochel basar mizevach hashlamim. Harei onash kodesh. And when it says va'nefesh shetochel basar hashlamim, also tells us explicitly that the pasuk continues asher la Hashem v'tum aso alav v'nichrisa hanefesh hayimei ameha. Pasuk continues with an explicit kares. So you see beferish in the pasuk an ashara and an onesh for eating kodesh while tameh and for going into the mikdash while tameh. So those are explicit. So when the Torah tells me about a karban for doing something bitumah, it must be that it's about those same averos. It must be that it's about the avera of either eating kodesh while tameh or entering the mikdash while tameh. But says the Gemara, is that really the only option? Ve'ema truma shehizir va'anash. But truma also, the Torah gives an ashara and an onesh if you eat truma while you're tameh. So maybe this carbon olav yared is talking about someone, a kohen, who eats truma while he's tameh b'shogeg. And that's what it's talking about. That's when you're chayav a carbon olav yared. Who says it's about tumas mikdash ukdashav? Now, where does it have an ashara and onesh for truma that's eaten bituma? So if you look at Rashi again, truma imachal truma bituma dehizir va'anash dechsiv bekachim lo yochal utruma bechlal. Where's the ashara for truma? It says bekachim lo yochal. Truma is included in that pasuk midechsiv ba by he and yana uva Hashem shvatehar va'achar yochum anakachim va'avrin v'yivamos debetruma kai miditali barav shemesh dilukachim adamaisi kapara. The fact that the pasuk associates the solution to the problem with Harav Shemesh, with waiting for the sun to set, is an indication that even though the pasuk uses the term Kodesh, it's actually a reference to Truma, because Kodesh, Harav Shemesh doesn't help you. You need to wait till you bring the Korban the next day. So you need the actual Kapara. By Truma, to be allowed to eat Truma, Harav Shemesh helps. So that's why we assume the pasuk must be talking about Truma. And there's an onesh explicit in the pasuk about truma. It says umesu bo ki chaluluhu, that your chayiv misa bidei shemayin. So a person eats truma, is chayiv bituma, is chayiv misa bidei shemayin. A person goes into the beis hamikdash or eats kachim while tameh, he's chayiv kares. So the Gemara is simply asking, how do we know that the carbon olav yored is designated for the one who violates the chiyuvei krisus? B'shogeg, maybe it's designated for the one who violates the chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim of truma, bituma b'shogeg. So the Gemara answers, no, lo ashkecha navon misa t'chayev ala karban. We never find that a person is chayev a karban chatas for something that when he does b'mezid, he's only chayev misa b'dei shemayim, and he's not chayev kares for, he's not chayev at least kares for. He says, Lashkan avon misa de b'chayev karban, she'ein chatos, Rashi says, ba'a ela ashigas kares, kedar minon bahorios. That a karban chatos is brought when a person does an isur kares b'shogeg, not when a person does an isur b'dei shemayim, an isur misa b'dei shemayim b'shogeg. Now, if you look at Tosos Tema, Hachinam Lashkan Avon Kares to Mechayev Ala Karban Olav Yored, you also don't find Avon Kares anywhere else that you have a Karban Olav Yored, right? Because it's unique. This whole idea of Karban Olav Yored is completely unique. So you don't find it anywhere. You don't find that anywhere else. No matter what, basically, what Tosos is asking is, no matter what we're applying this pasuk of Karban Olav Yored to, it's unprecedented. So you're either going to apply it to you're either going to say that in case of misa b'dei shemayim of truma, you're chayiv a karban olav yared, even though normally you're not chayiv a karban chatas for things that are misa b'dei shemayim, or you're going to say that even though normally by chiyuvei krisus that you do b'shogeg, you're chayiv a regular chatas, over here you can get away with the karban olav yared. Either way, it's unprecedented. So it tells us Yeshama du taima adifle tvei, that the Gemara thought that this was more unprecedented, that truma is more unprecedented, to change the details of a carbon chatas from what you would expect it to be is less of a chiddush than to introduce a carbon chatas where normally you would never have a carbon chatas. So it's more of a chiddush, and that's why it's more logical to assume that when the pasuk prescribes a carbon olivia rate, it must be about a case of a chiv kares had you done it b'mezid. So says the Gemara, wait a second, but still, mahani mili carbon kavua aval olav yored nesi. But still, we only find that you don't bring a carbon chatas for an iser misa b'dei shemayim. That's talking about a carbon kavua. That's talking about a set carbon chatas. But maybe an olav yored is more kal, and you could bring a carbon olav yored for a chiv misa b'dei shemayim. Just like you bring a carbon olav yored for a shvuas ha'edus and for a shvuas bitui. If you remember, about a week ago when we started this mesechta, we gave a basic introduction to the different types of shvuos. Shvuos ha'edus is when someone says, come and say testimony for me, and you say you don't know the testimony, and you swear that you don't know the testimony, and it turns out that you lied about that. Shvuos bitui is when you say when you say that you're going to do something, you're not going to do something. So that's shvuos bitui. You pray, make some sort of shvua to do or not to do, and then you lie about that. So you find by those cases, shvuos edus, shvuos bitui, you're also chayv a carbon olav yored, right? And yet, if you violate those b'mezid, there's no misa b'dei shemayim, there's no kares, there's no nothing. So yet, carbon olav yored still applies when you violate those averos p'shogeg. So why is it so difficult to assume that when you violate truma b'tumah b'shogeg, which if done b'mezid would have been misa b'dei shemayim, that you could be chayv a carbon olav yored? We see that you're chayv a carbon olav yored even for less severe averos. Shvuos bitui and shvuos ha'edus are things that don't involve misa at all, no kares nor misa b'dei shemayim, and you're still chayv a carbon olav yored. So Amar Kras, so says Gemara, we have a special drasha from pasuk. Pasuk says ba limute truma. Right, where does the pasuk say ba? The pasuk says o ki yiga betumas adam l'chol tumaso asher yitma ba. By the parsha of carbon olav yored, when it talks about where you have yediyah b'tchila, yediyah b'sof, helam b'natayim, it says ba, and we darshin ba v'lo b'truma, that it comes to exclude truma, that you're not chayav a carbon olav yored for truma. So frekli gemara ema ba lemute migdash delosag lebe carbon olav yored ad maisi carbon kavua. How do you know that ba comes to exclude truma? Maybe ba comes to exclude going into the mikdash while tamei. Maybe it's telling me that in a chinami, if you eat kodesh while tamei, then you're chayiv carbon olav yored. If you eat truma while tamei, you're chayiv carbon olav yored. But you go into the mikdash while tamei, then maybe carbon olav yored isn't good enough. You need to bring a stronger carbon, a more severe type of carbon, namely a carbon kavua, a regular carbon chatas. If you look at Rashi, the aim chiyuva b'trumahi, maybe the chiyuv is does apply for truma. Uba lemute migdash v'hol v'zdono kores lo tiski leba olav yared ela kavua la ashir la ani shava. Meaning maybe it's not enough to bring carbon olav yared when the violation is about tumas migdash. Rashi seems to be assuming when the violation is about migdash or kodesh, either one, that olav yared shouldn't be enough. That it should be you should have to bring carbon kavua. Maybe the pasuk is dafka talking about truma, that only when you violate an isra of tumah with truma b'shogeg is it sufficient to bring a carbon olav yored. So how do you know that the ba is coming to exclude truma? Answers the Gemara, Kari Rava Alei de Rebbe. Rava said about Rebbe, because of the drasha Rava is about to teach us in the name of Rebbe, so he commented about Rebbe, Dola Mayim Miboros Amukim, that Rebbe is able to draw water from the deepest of pits, meaning that Rebbe is able to answer questions and to pull rayas from difficult places. That's the compliment Rava gave because of what he's about to say. Tanya, what did Rebbe say? Rebbe Omer, Ekra ani chaya behema lama chaya behema lama nemra. I could say in the pasuk by carbon olav yored says Obenivlas chaya tmeya, obenivlas behema tmeya. So Rava says, why does he have to say nivlas chaya tmeya and nivlas behema tmeya? If it just would have said nivlas chaya tmeya, which is mentioned first, you don't have to write behema. I would know that chaya is a general term that relates to all animals. How do I know that it's a general term that relates to all animals? Because Rashi points out, right? If you look at Rashi, Ekra nichaya, b'karbonol v'yori ksiv, obenivlas chaya tmeya, obenivlas behema tmeya. Vidayim ayisi kari benivlas chaya tamea would have been enough for the pasuk to just say chaya tamea shenichtav rishon, which is said first. Lo yet sarich lachzor v'lichtav behema. He didn't have to go and spell out behema. Says Rashi, shari behema b'chal chaya, because behema is already included in the term chaya. Shenemar, because the pasuk tells us zos hachaya shetochlu. This samachle called behema mefreses parsa. How do I know that behema is included in chaya? Because the pasuk tells us elsewhere, zos hachaya shetochelu. The following are the chaya that you're allowed to eat, and it starts telling me about the behemos called behema mefreses parsa. So apparently, behema is already included in the term chaya. Now it is true sometimes chaya has a very specific connotation, but sometimes chaya is just a much more broad connotation, such more, it's a broad word to describe all animal life. Sometimes it's very specific about wild beasts, non-domesticated animals, but other times it means just general animal life. So why does the Torah have to say behema? So nemar kan behema tameya, v'nemar lahalan behema tameya. It says behema tameya by this parsha of Karban Olaviyorid, and it also says behema tameya. And it also says behemoth tmeya by eating kachim betumas haguf. Right? It says behemoth tmeya by the iser of eating kachim while one is tamei. In Parshas Tzav, Rashi points out, it says nefesh kisiga b'chol tamei betumas adam o b'vehemoth tmeya va'achal mibasar zevach shlamim. Person eats kachim while tamei. It also mentions behemoth tmeya. So we're trying to purposely link the two. Mala halan tumas kodesh, avkan tumas kodesh. So what you see is, just like in Parshas Tzav, clearly the reference to behemoth tmeya is about someone who eats kodesh, who eats a karban while tamei. So to over here by Karban Olaviyorid, it must be talking about someone who ate kodesh while tamei. That's when you're chayv a karban olaviyorid. So again, broader context. What are we trying to explain over here? The Gemara started out with the basic question: how do we know that these psukim about the karban olaviyorid are about someone who either went into the mikdash while tamei or ate kodesh while tamei? Maybe it's about someone who ate truma while tamei. So the Gemara says, well, we have the phrase behemet tmeya. We link it to another place in the Torah where it says behemet tmeya, and that's clearly about eating kodesh while tamei. So what we've done is we've answered half of our question. We wanted to know how we know that it's about Kodesh and Migdash, and entering the Migdash while Tamei. We've answered how we know that it's about eating Kodesh while Tamei. So says the Gemara right off the bat.
That was the end of the Brisa?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. So that was the Brisa from Rabbi, and that's Rabbi was Dola from that source to be able to prove the point. I guess the Lashon of Dola is the idea that he's able to bring in another Pasuk and link it to this pasuk, although it is a gzera shava, and a gzera shava you can't make on your own. So what you have to say is that not that Rabbi's chiddush was in inventing this gzera shava, because ain't adam done gzera shava and can kiblo mirabo, but in how to apply this gzera shava, because we know that a person can't make up their own gzera shava. But it's also clear in many sugyas and shas that the exact details of each gzera shava was not necessarily a tradition that people had from their rebbeim. It was how to apply the Gzeres Shavah. There was a little bit of leeway. So it was Rebbe's ability to apply the Gzeres Shavah to teach us this halacha. Meaning there might have been the Gzeres Shavah, the idea of Kibla Mirabu may have been as vague as knowing how many Gzeres Shavahs there are, or knowing which words are used for Gzeres Shavah without knowing which parshios we're talking about that those words appear in, as opposed to very specifically this parsha, that parsha, those exact words, this exact halacha. So Rebbe still had a great deal of chiddush even within the category of gzeres shava. But says the Gemara, we've only answered half of our question. Ashkan tumas kodesh. Tumas Migdash Minalan. So we find Tumas Kodesh. Where do you know from that you're Chayv Karbon Olav Yared for Tumas Migdash also, meaning for someone who's Tamei going into the base of Migdash? Amar Krav, Pasuk says, Bakol Kodesh Lo Siga, Ve'ela Migdash Lo Savo. Same Pasuk that says that you can't touch Kodesh, says Ela Migdash Lo Savo. Iskash Migdash Lo Kodesh. So we see that we compare Migdash to Kodesh. So you see, that's how we know that whatever applies to Kodesh is going to apply to Migdash also. So if you're Chayv Karbon Olav Yared for eating Kodesh while Tamei, you're going to be Chayv Karbon Olav Yared for entering the Mikdash Waltameh. Okay, but again, the question wasn't just how we know that you're Chayv the Karbon Olav Yared for Kodesh and Mikdash, but how we know that you're not Chayv the Karbon Olav Yared for Truma. And by that logic that you just gave us, that there's this Hekish, well, guess what? There's a Hekish to include Truma also. Damamar, Bekol Kodesh Lo Siga, Larabos, as a Truma, not a Hekish, but that the within the phrase itself, Bekol Kodesh Lo Siga includes Truma as well. So answers the Gemara, Hamiyat Rachmana ba. No, but the Torah already has the word ba to exclude something. So it must be that it's coming to exclude Truma. Meaning, what are we assuming? We know for sure it's about Kodesh. We're not sure, and it probably comes to include something else as well and exclude something else. Right? It's about Kodesh, and normally when we apply something to Kodesh, we'll apply it to Migdash and Truma as well. But we have ba to be mima'it one of those things. So shouldn't we assume the normal thing to be memait is truma? So Frekta Gemara, how do you know we're coming to be memait truma? Maybe we're coming to be memait migdash. Ema baldamute migdash. Maybe the ba is coming not to be memait truma from Karban Olav Yared, but to be memait migdash from Karban Olav Yared. Answers the Gemara, no. Mistavra migdash lo mematinan shekein bekares kamosa. It's mistavra that we wouldn't be memait migdash because we know that when you go into the migdash while tamei bemezid yichayv kares. That's just like when you eat kodesh bemezid yichayv kares. So if there's one, as opposed to when you truma bemezid while you tamei, you're chayv misa b'dei shemayim. So it's a different onesh. So if we're going to say that one of the two, either migdash or truma, is more similar to kodesh, and one is less similar to Kodesh, it's most logical to assume Mikdash is the one that's more similar to Kodesh, and that's the one that's included in the Parsha of Karbon Olav Yared, not Truma. So that at this point we have an answer to the question. Now we're good, but says the Gemara, not so fast. Adrava, Truma lo matinan shakein achila kamosa. Maybe Truma is more similar to Kodesh than Mikdash is, not in terms of Onesh, you're right, in terms of Onesh it's different, but in terms of the way that the Yisr is violated. How does one violate the Yisr of Mikdash? By walking into the Beis HaMikdash while Tameh. How does one violate the Isser of Kodesh? By eating something, eating Kodesh while Tameh. How does one violate the Isser of Truma B'Tumah? By eating Truma while Tameh. Right? So maybe since both the Kodesh and Truma are Isurim relating to Achila, they are more closely linked to each other. Truma is the Isser that should be included in Olav Yared, and Migdash should be on the outside looking in. Right? Migdash should be the one that's excluded because it's not about Achila. Answers the Gemara, Ella Amar Rava, Shalot. So Rava says, okay, back to the drawing board. We need a new mahalik over here. Because we need to explain again why it is Olav Yared only includes Kodesh and Mikdash and not Truma. So Ella Amar Rava, Shalosh Krisos B'Shlamim Lama. It says Chiyuv Kares in regards to Shlamim three times. Why does it have to say Shalosh Krisos in regards to Shlamim? If you look at Rashi, what's it talking about? Ba'ochlan bitumah. When someone needs to cover Shlamim while Tameh, it says Kares three times. Achas Be'emor al Kohanim. One in Parshas Emor, it says Kalisha Sheyukrav Mikol Zerachim el Kodshim. V'arminim Bezvachim Perek Revi Daha Yikrav Achilahu. That when it says Yikrav, it means Achila. Umau Yikrav Beroi La'akrava. And Yikrav just means something that's ro'i to be brought on the Mizbeach. Shuktash Bekli. So that's number one. Ushtayim Betzav. The second time it's in Parshas Tzav Es Aaron. V'anefesh Shertoch Umbasu Zevach Hashlamim. And also in Parshas Tzav, V'anefesh Kisiga B'chol Tumas. And by all of them it says Kares. It says in Issa Kares. So you have an Emar and Tzav. All three times, twice in Tzav, once in Emar, that it tells us about a Chiyuv Kares for eating Karban Shlamim while Tameh. Why do I need it three times? Achas L'Klal, V'achas L'Prat, V'achas L'Tumah K'suv B'Torah Stam, Ve'in Yodea Mahi. One for a Klal, one for a Prat, and one for some general Isser of Tumah that's said in the Torah that we don't yet know what it is. Now, what kind of limud is this? What are we doing here exactly? So Rashi explains very clearly over here that this is not a limud of a klalu prat. This is a different kind of limud. If you look at Rashi, achas l'klal, hahide el hakotchim shekalales hakol, when it says el hakotchim, which again was which pasuk? That was the pasuk in Parshas Emor, right? That was the pasuk in Parshas Emor, which comes first, Tzav or Emor. It's important to know the order over here, right? Emor comes later than Tzav. So the pasuk in Parshas Emor is a klal, yet the Gemara seems to be darshaning it as, let's look at that one first. Right, the pasuk in Parshas Emor is a klal where it includes everything. Va'achas min hashayim leprat umidazu. Right, and achas min hashayim is leprat umidazu nidrash b'torah kohanim b'toras kohanim b'tchilas sefer davar shahayu b'chlal v'yatzam min haklal lamed. The mida that we're using over here is not klal leprat. What we're using over here is davar shahayu b'chlal v'yatzam min haklal. Then whenever you have something that was included in a more general pasuk, and then the Torah got specific and spoke about one of the items included in the more general pasuk, it must be that that item is being singled out to tell me something about the entire klal. Ketzad, so how does this play out? Shlamim is included in kachim. We already said someone who's tameh that eats kachim. Why would it single out shlamim? So it must be to teach us something about this iser of eating kachim while tameh. That mashlamim miuchadim kachim is beach, av kol kachim is beach. That the only types of kachim that you're going to be chayiv for eating bituma are kachim is beach, as opposed to yatsu kachim bedekabayis, as opposed to things that were consecrated for the sake of Bedek HaBayis, for the sake of the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, and not for the sake of being brought as actual karbanos. Shein chayavan alei mishum tuma. You're not chayav mishum tuma for eating those things bituma. It's only for kachim izbeach bituma that you're chayav. So that's the limud over here, that it's not a klalu prat. The lima that we're actually using is davar shahayu b'chlal v'yatza min haklal ulamed. Now Rashi asks, well, why not say it's a klal uprat? Why shouldn't it be a klal uprat? After all, it seems to be a more general term than more specific about kachim in general than about shlamim. Isn't that a classic example of klal uprat? So Rashi says no, because over here it's mishum demeruchakin zemizeh. Right, that they're bishnei and yanim, that they're in two totally different parshios about two totally different things. Klal uprat is generally in proximity to each other, that you have a pasuk that within the pasuk, within a parsha, it talks about klal uprat or klal. Over here, it's just two totally separate issues. Also, Tosfos points out you have the other issue that it wouldn't even be a klal uprat. If anything, it would be a prat or klal, because the order that it's written in the Torah is that the prat comes in parshas tzav, the klal is not until parshas emar. So, and he takes issue with Rashi's whole idea of meruchakin anyway. But anyway, those are what we do with the first two. And then the third time, one of the times it says kares, is to tell me about the tuma that it says by carbon ol v'yored. And it doesn't specify about that tuma, so we're learning a din about that. So let's see that part in the Gemara. So says the Gemara, so what's this third time? It's about some unknown tuma. So what's that about? Haviyomer tumas kodesh. That must be about tumas kodesh. But we already know tumas kodesh. We already know that yechayv kavan ol v'yored for tumas kodesh, because we remember we had that drasha before already. That from the gzeir shav behema tmeya to behema tmeya. That just like behema tmeya is in one spot is about tumas kodesh, so to behema tmeya by kavan ol v'yored is about tumas kodesh. So then we have a new limud. Whenever you have two things to teach me the same thing, we have another midah shatan drashas ben, which is im eino inyan. That im eino inyan l'kan, teneu inyan l'something else. So im eino inyan l'tumas kodesh, nafka l'mid rabbi, teneu inyan l'tumas mikdash. So if we don't need this extra limud of that third kares, to teach me about tumas kodesh, let's use it to teach me about tumas mikdash. And that's how we know that both tumas kodesh and tumas mikdash require a karbonol of yared. So frek the gemara, but vaymi bayle l'chad rabbi Avo, but don't we already need this drasha for Rabbi Avo? Dam Rabbi Avo Sholosh Krisos B'Shlamim Lama. Why does it tell me three chiyuv kares three times by Karban Shlamim? Achas leklal veachas leprat veachas ledvarim she'enu ne'echalin. The third one is for dvarim she'enu ne'echalin, for things that aren't even edible. Let's say you eat the wood that's supposed to go on the mizbeach. So that's why we need the third chiyuv of karis. Tell me that you chayiv karis for eating the wood that's supposed to be on the mizbeach while you're tamei. So you can't use it for this drasha to teach me tumas migdash. So the Rabbi Shimon damer dvarim shein nechal and ain chayiv nolein karis mishum tuma lasui chatas apnimis. And even according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that you're not chayiv for eating the wood while you're tamei, you would still say that you need that third time it says karis to teach me about eating the chatas apnimis, the chatas that's brought lefnim, that's on Yom Kippur, that you chayiv karis for eating that betuma. Desalkadayt chaminu, because I might have thought hol vam Rabbi Shimon kol sheinu karv lamizbeach achitzon kishlam ain chayiv nolav mishum pigul. I would have thought that just like when it comes to things that are not like the Korban Shlomim, in the sense that they're not brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, so there's no pigle in regards to them, namely the Chatos HaPnimios, there's no pigle, so I might think there's no Tumma either, there's no Wisr Tumma either. So Kamash Mlan Dimichayiv, that's why I need this third Kares to teach me that you're Chayiv. So where are we now in the broader context of the Gemara? Again, we started today's discussion by saying, how do we know that you're Chayiv Korban Olav Yorid for Tumas Migdash and Tumas Kodesh, and not for Truma? So far right now, we know for sure we have a good Maramakom to tell me that you chayev for Tumas Kodesh. We don't yet know where we learn Tumas Mikdash from. It can't be from the third time it says Karis by Shlamim, because we already need that for other drashas. So says Gemara, Ela Amri Nadoi, Mishmei Derava, I'll tell you where we get it from. Shalosh Tumos Bashlamim Lama. Not only does it say Karis three times in the Parsha of Karban Shlamim, it says Tame three times in the Parsha of Karban Shlamim. What do we need the three times? Achas Leklal, V'achas Leprat, V'achas L'tumak, so B'tor Stam, V'en Yodei Amahi. One is for the particular limud about Karban Shlamim, which we had before, about the Davar Shayu B'chal V'yatzum N'Klal L'lamid Al-Klal K'lo Yatza, right? That's what the first two are for. And one is V'en Yodei Amahi, it's some other tuma that we don't know what it is. What could that be? Haviyomer, Tumas Kodesh. So that must be coming to teach me about Tumas Kodesh. Thing is, we already know about Tumas Kodesh. So what do we do if we have two limudim to teach me about the same thing? Same drasha. V'meinu inyan l'Tumas Kodesh. D'nafkele midrabi t'neu inyan l'Tumas Mikdash. So if it's not about Tumas Kodesh, let's apply it instead to Tumas Mikdash. Frek the Gemara v'hai nami mibayilei. I did by the mikt of kareis l'chadrabi avo kasev nami tumas d'losagi lebelav hachi. So says Gemara. Now you can't make a separate drasha from the fact that it says tamei in a pasuk about which it says kareis. Because what do you want the pasuk to say? You just chayev kareis without telling you what you did wrong, right? It has to tell you that you were tamei in order to be chayev the kareis. So that's not a separate limud. You can't say, oh, if you become tamei and go into the mikdash, let's say you're chayev kareis. So you can't say, oh, so or let's say you become tamei, you need a carbon shlamim, you're chayev kareis. So you can't say, oh, why did it have to tell me I became tamei? Just tell me I'm chayev kareis. Because then I don't know what I did wrong that I'm chayev kareis for. So that's not a separate drasha. Allah amarava asya tumaso tumaso. No, it's a separate lima that we have. We learn tumaso tumaso. Ksiv hacha, it says over here in regards to Al Yared, l'chol tumaso, uksiv hasam, and it says by Tumas Mikdash in the Parsha of Paraduma, tameya o tumaso bo. Malalon tumas mikdash. Avkan Tumas Mikdash. Just like by the Parsha of Paraduma, it's a reference to Tumas Mikdash, so too by Karban Olav Yored, it's a reference to Tumas Mikdash. So now we have an answer. How do we know that Yechayiv Karban Olav Yored for Tumas Kodesh? That we learned from Rebbe's Drasha on the top of Amud Aleph. How do we know Yechayiv Karban Olav Yored for Tumas Mikdash? We learned from Gzer Shava Tumaso between the Parsha of Olav Yored and the Parsha of Paraduma. Ve'ela ba lamali, but frek the Gemara, but if that's the case, what do I need ba for? Meaning, we said before that you need the word ba to exclude truma. Again, we started the day by asking not only how I know you're chayev a karban olav yored for tumas mikdash and tumas kodesh, how I know that you're not chayev a karban olav yored for truma. So we assume that there's some mute from the pasuk ba to exclude truma. But if the whole source to include Mikdash is only from a pasuk that's explicitly about Mikdash, why would I ever have thought to include Truma? You don't need a special meat from Truma. Meaning, depending on what your source to include Mikdash is, you may have needed a source to exclude Truma. Because if your source to include Mikdash would have been a source that's not very specific, and just tells me to include something else, like, let's say, Im Eino Inyan, that it's really about Kodesh, and I might as well apply it to Mikdash, well then, yeah, I might as well apply it to Truma also, so I need Ba to exclude Truma. But if the source is very specific and on target, on the mark, about Mikdash, like this source of the Gzer Shava to Maso, then what do I need the ba for? So the Rabbos Nevelas of Tahar. No, the ba comes to include someone who became Tame from Nevelas of Tahar. Nevelas of Tahar is a unique type of Tumah. Normally by a Nevela, if you touch it, you become Tame. Nevelas of Tahar is only Metame Bebeis Habliya. It's only when you eat it that it's in the Beis Habliya, that's when it makes you Tame. A kosher bird that became a Nevela, kosher species that became a Nevela. So Ha'amrit ba miyutu, b'frakta gemara, how can you say that that's l'rabos nevelas of tahar? Ba, we said, was a miyut, right? Isn't it a miyut? It's coming to exclude something, not to include something. Says gemara, mishum de miyutu hu ayaser. No, because it's a miyut, that's exactly why it's we're using it to include something. Why? Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, o ki yiga de bar negia in de la bar negia lo. It says o ki yiga, which implies that we can only include things that you become tame from touching, which would exclude nevelas of tahar. Ksiv ba, and then it says ba, which is an additional miyut. Miyutava, miyutachar miyut, vein miyutachar miyut, al rabos. It's a double exclusion. Whenever you have a double exclusion, miyutachar miyut is always the rabos. And that's how we know that if someone ate a nevelas of tahar and then entered the mikdash, that they're going to be chayiv for tumas mikdash, for nevelas of tahar as well. So good, so now we've answered the question that we began with. Yeshba b'tchila vein b'yudia b'sof, sira nasa b'fnim. So then the Mishnah said that if a person knew originally that he became tamei, and then he entered the mikdash, and he didn't realize it, and he didn't even realize since entering the mikdash that he did anything wrong, so how's he going to get a kapara? He doesn't even know he did an aveira. So that's what the seira nasa b'fnim, the seir la Hashem that's brought on Yom Kippur, is going to provide him with a kapara in the interim until he actually does realize he did an aveira. Tanu Rabbanu, we have a brisa. L'chibra al kodesh mitumas b'nei Yisrael. Yesh li b'inyan zeh lahavi shalosh tumas. So in this context, I could have assumed that it would be referring to three separate tumas that maybe it provides a kapara for. Number one, tumas avod zara. Number two, tumas gili arayis. Number three, tumas shvichas damin. Now all those three are things that are an actual tumah. It's just the Torah refers to them as tumah, but they're not actually tumah in the classical sense of what tumah means. So one might think that since the term tumah is used in all three of those contexts, that's what the Seir La Hashem and Yom Kippur's Mechaper for those tumos. Talmud, that's why the pasuk says mitumos b'nei Yisrael. It says may tumos b'nei Yisrael. The Seir La Hashem is Mechaper from amongst the tumos of b'nei Yisrael. Velo kol tumos, but it's not Mechaper for all the tumos of b'nei Yisrael. Ma matzinu shechilek hakasu mechlal kol tumos. What do we find that the Torah distinguishes from amongst all other tumos and gives it separate rules for? Haviyomer, Tumas Mikdash of Kedashav. We know that Tumas Mikdash of Kedashav has its own separate rules. That's the only thing you ever chayiv a carbon olav yorid on. It's the only Tumah you ever chayiv a carbon olav yorid on. Is Tumas Mikdash of Kedashav. Ah, so Afkan, but Tumas Mikdash of Kedashav. So it must be that when the Torah is telling me that the Seir Lashem is Mechaper for some unique kind of Tumah, it relates to Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, mi makamo hu mukhra. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you get it straight from the Pesukim themselves. Harei Omer, v'chipar ala kodesh mi tumos shel kodesh. That it's from tumos relating to kodesh, because it says, v'chipar ala hakodesh mi tumos. So how do I know that the Seir Hashem is mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav? Because it says kodesh, mamish right there in the Pasuk, about the Seir Hashem. Yachlal kol tumah shebekodesh yeisir zeh mechaper. I might think that it's mechaper for every type of tumah bekodesh. Whether you knew about it, you didn't know about it, even if you, right, that you don't even, that it's mechaper for everything. Tamlomer mpishayim lekol chatasam. Chatoim dumyo de pshaim. That it relates chatoim and pshaim. Ma pshaim she'inim b'nei karban. Just like a pesha is something for which you're not chayav a karban. So too, the chet of Tumas Mikdash that we are talking about, that the Seir Lashem is mechaper for, must be the kind of avera for which you could not have brought a karban. What's the kind of avera you could not have brought a karban? An avera you don't realize yet that you have committed. That's something you could not have brought a karban for because you didn't even know that you did the avera. And that's where we know that if there's no yediyah basof, you never found out that you did the avera, where's your kapara going to going to come from? It's going to come from the Seir LaHashem. Uminai liyesh v'yadiyah b'tchil v'yadiyah b'sof shesir zetola. How do I know if there's a yadiyah at the beginning and not b'sof that this Seir is going to help you get through until you realize it? Tamalom l'chol chatasam. Chayev chataos b'mashma. Fine, so that is the entire Brisa. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to take piece by piece of that Brisa and analyze it further.